You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Big week for All Marine Radio. We're on the road all week. That's right. Expeditionary for the first time, but not the last. Actually, one of the things we're going to negotiate is going to Washington, D.C. in October for the Marine Corps Marathon. And then not broadcasting the day of the marathon only, but be there all week. How about that? Boom. The Marine Corps Marathon is really a celebration of... Of the culture, so why aren't we there? No, we talked about it last year. We got to get there. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, broadcast live for like 4 hours a day from the marathon. They have a big like venue, kind of like those fan fest things. Yeah, same thing. All Marine, all the time. And this year it's on what? The 28th of October. So pretty exciting. So Marine Corps Marathon. I've never seen it. So that answers the question. Well, Mac, have you run it? No. That's a long way to run, man. I'm not going to lie to you. 26 miles? I know runners who look at that and go, yeah, bro, that is, that's not what I'm looking for. The 28th is a Sunday. I didn't realize it was run on a Sunday. I thought it was run during the week. Like the Boston Marathon run on Patriots Day in New England, in Boston. Anyway, yeah, so the 28th day of October this year will be the 43rd running of the Marine Corps Marathon. So on a Sunday. So, yeah, broadcast it on a Sunday. That'd be fun. So, yeah, just go do the whole week from D.C. Boom. Yeah, how about that? So, yeah, it would be good. It would be good. So we'll go negotiate that. And then where there's big Marine Corps stuff going on, we would endeavor to broadcast. So I just want to thank everybody who's contributed money. If you haven't, don't be afraid to. Helping us get places. You can do it through the GoFundMe tab on the All Marine Radio website. But time to get All Marine Radio out and about. And raise the profile a little bit and have a little fun. So it'll all be part of it. The other thing you'll get to do is you'll get to hear the gunner's voice. Yeah. Through a microphone. So I said that before, but it'll sound different. It'll sound the same, but it'll sound a little bit different. So that'll be fun too. But this week, the show will be new every day. It will be more than likely, depending on times and things like that, a mixture of live and things I record maybe an hour or two before and do. So they may not be live, but they will be an hour or two old when they come on. So that's what you're getting here today. So you're listening. This is recorded early on the morning of early Monday morning. So, yeah, how about that for commitment? Even recorded the gunner already. So you'll hear him. So it'll all be new. It'll just be in the can. And we'll do that every day. And then when I can, we'll see about broadcasting live and do that. But we are headed to Camp Lejeune, I'm sorry, for the change of command for the 2nd Marine Division. My battle buddy times four, who you've heard on the program on numerous occasions, is Major General David J. Furness. And you can go ahead and put his name into the podcast page, Furness. See how many times that thing pops up. But he is just returned from a year at AFRICOM. And he will go become the command general of the 2nd Marine Division. So, yeah, pretty pretty exciting. And for us, his friends, a bunch of us served together in Afghanistan. And so a lot of those guys will be there. So it'll be a good time. The best group of guys total I've ever served with. Every time I served with good guys. However, I would tell you the most good guys I ever served with, and not good, but better than good, was in Afghanistan. It was an all-star extravaganza, and it was the way you would hope it could be. Good guys, driven guys, doing good things, handling pressure, taking care of each other, taking care of Marines. It was awesome. It was a difficult year, but it was a good year because of the kind of human capital that resides in the American Marine Corps. So let me tell you what we're going to do today. I told you a while ago that the Aspen Security Conference is going to get featured more than a few times here on All Marine Radio. And so if you haven't listened to them, I would encourage you to listen to them. But go back, and there's one on Russia, and there's another one on China. Both are fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Incredible panels that are insightful, and I want to say the one on China has an active duty CIA officer on it. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. So, and it's interesting stuff. So, in keeping with that, the one that you'll hear today is called Victory in Iraq and Afghanistan. What does victory look like? What does victory mean? Actually, on the program, the word victory is put in quotation marks. So, what does it mean? What does victory mean? Does it mean something different in each country? Probably does. All right. How long will Americans be there? Good question. Probably should talk about that. And they do. So it's good stuff. So You'll get a chance to hear that, and then the Gunner will join us today. With that said, we'll check the news here in a few minutes. I can't tell you how exciting it is for us to kind of get out on the road. One, Gunner and I are battle buddies times three. Yeah, how about that? Every time I went to Iraq or Afghanistan, he was there. And, you know, he and I got to know each other. And one of the cool parts about having guys like that as your friends is when there are problems, you know, you can pick up the phone and you have, people you know you can absolutely trust, people that are adults, they're problem solvers, they get it. They think outside, inside and outside the bun. So it's just, it's going to be fun just being, hanging out with him, going to Granbury, Texas. I got invited to his 50th birthday and didn't get there. So I'm not going to tell you that I paid for that more than once, but I have. And then he and I'll take off. We'll head to Alabama. We'll hook up with a Marine, that I've met through All Marine Radio. We'll have dinner with him probably. And then, Gunner and I'll push on to North Carolina, get there Wednesday sometime. And then we have buddies flying in Thursday. The change of command's Thursday evening. And we'll probably all hang out Thursday evening. It'd be fun. And then we will go ahead and, I think he drives back home Friday. I will drive up to see my oldest son, who's a captain in Quantico. So get to see him and his wife and the grandson. That's right. Number one grandson. Finn. So going to get to go see Finn. And then while I'm there in D.C., I have a bunch of friends in the area. Get a chance to see them. I'll get somebody who I talk to all the time, never met in my life in person, is Bob Nielsen. I'll get a chance to meet Bob in person. And then guys that I've met like Mike Wilson, who's now the CEO of the Yellow Ribbon Fund, you know, get a chance maybe to see him and go out to lunch with him. So Jeremiah Workman. Yeah. In Quantico as well. So it'll be a great opportunity for me to go meet people that have been gracious enough to come on All Marine Radio and share their stories, give their thoughts, give their opinions, and help make All Marine Radio one of the exporters of post-combat related mental health. How to do it right, things you need to do if you're going to get better, if you're going to learn how to coexist with it, if you're going to be a better person. And those are all the things that we've learned to strive for and that we've learned that we can do. So I'm pretty proud of that. I'm pretty proud of the learning curve here on All Marine Radio. I'm pretty proud that, you know, we're self-proclaimed exporter of those things, and not just fellow Marines or veterans or guys on active duty, but to anybody who lives with trauma. We can be the person that sticks our hands out and say, hey, we can help you. And I think that's awesome. And all these different people have had a hand in that. All right. Has had a hand in that. So if you can't tell, I'm excited about it. For a lot of reasons, I'm excited about it. Personal, professional, friends, family, and also, my own opinion is I always thought All Marine Radio is a great idea waiting to happen. And I think that it has more to give and more to do. And I just got to go out and figure out how to do that. So with all that said, very good morning to you. United States Marine Corps band makes it official. And this is dedicated today to, let's see, to my daughter Colleen, who had to make a tough decision over the weekend. So, first time this has ever happened, but this is to Colleen.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident to thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vest on me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, I told you it's early in the morning, so currently in Quantico, dark and 70 degrees. Camp Lejeune, dark and 77. Granbury, Texas, dark, cloudy, and 90 degrees? I hope that's not right, because I'm heading that direction. I hope that's not right, because I'm heading that direction. Big Timber, Montana, is clear, dark, and 59. 29 Palms, cloudy, dark, 91 degrees. Camp Pendleton, dark, cloudy, and 71. Okinawa, partly cloudy, 89 degrees. In Afghanistan, it's cooled off dramatically. 90 degrees. As the sun's coming up, as they hit up mid-morning in Afghanistan. at the home of All Marine Radio in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California. It is 72 degrees under cloudy sky. Looking for a high of 83 today. Partly cloudy skies and sunny in 83 tomorrow. So that's why we live here, okay? So don't touch that dial. We'll check news headlines coming up next here on a Monday edition, Expeditionary Week. Headed east, right here on your home for it, All Marine Radio.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to my dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. To be left alone in public, excuse me. Wouldn't my cake and eat it too? Wouldn't it both ways? Fame made me a balloon.
724-ish.
Bruce Lee, a Bruce Lee, a Bruce Inc. Use it as a tool when I Bruce Lee. Hit the lottery, ooh, wee. But with what I gave up to get.
On a Monday. Expeditionary Monday. That's right. All right. Check some news headlines. You know, big fires in obviously in Northern California. It's nothing new for California, right? Well, I don't understand why people are dying because of this. Now, I understood the thing in Napa started in the middle of the night. It engulfed a couple of housing developments. And they tried to send out alerts and people didn't have their phones on and I mean all kinds of stuff. But I don't know, when this thing's been going for a few days, it's like I don't understand it. The other thing for me, I have a cousin who's a battalion fire chief in the state of Washington. He's a smoke jumper, or at least he used to be. Now he's the commanding officer of those guys. So, do you remember in the fire, was it in Arizona where they lost the 19 firefighters? I called him and I said, hey, Phil, like, how does that happen? He says, well, you know, you have guys whose job it is to watch the weather and you know, you have a plan of egress and guys are watching it, right? If fire encroaches to here or encroaches to there, then we execute our egress plan. And somehow or other, either they're not watching or something unforeseen happened. And, but, you know, this fire's been going on, and I don't know, I just scratched my head. A great-grandmother and her two kids I saw? Wow. So, your heart breaks for those families, but two, you know, like, how? I mean, come on, it's not like those fires sneak up on anybody. I don't know. So, anyway, keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Because, again, look, you might lose your home, right? Why is anybody dying for a structure? You know, unless you got all your money buried in the ground, in the floor. But I mean, look, the fire will pass over. You can go get it later. But yeah, I don't. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And I know I'm not there. It's easy for me to say, but they're possessions. You can get more possessions. You know, you can't bring people back to life. So I don't know, and I hate to be critical. One other thing, just programming note. Later on in the week, we're going to talk about the move to a new retirement system. Trying to track down Grant Newsham this week, get his thoughts on world events or the beginning of the or at least the first installment of the return of the remains of American and NATO soldiers that were killed during the Korean War on the Korean Peninsula. So, see if we can track down Grant, who's in Australia this week, doing stuff. So, looking forward to doing that. But one of the things I do want to talk about is the DOD is moving to a new retirement system. And it's kind of an interesting system. And for a while, it's called a blended retirement system. And, so the old system was you got 2.5% of your base pay, I think it is, of your highest base pay you had to have for 3 years. And you multiply that times 20 years, which gives you 50% of your base pay. Okay, if you got 75% if you stayed to 30 years. So we'll look at that. There, we'll look at the dates that there are. If you were in before this date, you have to stick in the old system. If you're in between this date and this date, you have a choice. You can go old system or you could do the new system. If you come in after a certain date, then you're all in the new system. The new system's interesting in that it has a, what do they call it? A thrift account in which the federal government will automatically contribute 1% of your earnings, and then they'll match. So they're already in for 1%. If you kick in 5%, they'll add an additional 4% and match your 5%. So that's the max they'll do. So anyway, a lot of interesting questions about it. And the most interesting statistic relative to all of it is only 19% of those who join the military ultimately retire. The other 81% get nothing, right? You get out at 18 years, you get nothing. Well, what the blended retirement seeks to do is to provide those people that get out at 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 years, some measure of of money, and that is 81%. So it's an interesting concept, and at some point this week we'll take a look at that. So I was kind of checking it out after a couple of people had asked me, about the system and if I knew anything about it. There's one story that I think is interesting. Story, national story over the weekend. The headline is New York Times publisher and Trump clash over president's threats against journalism. I'll read the first paragraph. President Donald Trump and the publisher of the New York Times, A.G. Sulzberger, engaged in a fierce public clash Sunday over Trump's threats against journalism after Sulzberger said the president misrepresented a private meeting with Trump, and Trump accused the Times and other papers of putting lives at risk with irresponsible reporting. Trump said on Twitter that he and Sulzberger had discussed the vast amounts of fake news being put out by the national media and how that fake news has morphed into the phrase enemy of the people, sad exclamation mark. In a five-paragraph statement issued 2 hours after the tweet, Sulzberger said he had accepted Trump's invitation for the July 20 meeting mainly to raise his concerns about the president's deeply troubling anti-press rhetoric. I told the president directly that I thought his language was not just divisive, or divisive, however you say it, but increasingly dangerous, said Sulzberger, who became publisher of the Times on January 1st. Quote, I told him that although the phrase fake news is untrue and harmful, I am far more concerned about his labeling journalists the enemies of the people. Sulzberger continued, I warned that this inflammatory language is contributing to a rise in threats against journalists and will lead to violence. So they go on. I have this to say about that. I see both points. Certainly, Mr. Sulzberger is correct. That type of rhetoric, as we've seen coming from Maxine Waters, only incites the crazies amongst us. But, I mean, from the president's point of view, he gets obliterated by a media that doesn't that doesn't owe its allegiance to the truth. So, a little bit interesting, a little bit to me, the boy who cried wolf. Then why don't you turn to your industry and say, we've got to do a better job here. We've got to focus on what is news. First of all, we've got to relearn the definition of what is news. And we've got to stop being a 24-hour Jerry Springer event designed for clicks, designed for viewership, in the pursuit of the almighty dollar. We have to stop that. Simple as that. We have to stop that. So I think there's, like a lot of issues, there's enough truth on both sides. But we have a media problem in the country, and that the truth isn't important. If the truth is important to the media, how do you see such differing perspectives relative to reporting on Fox and CNN and MSNBC? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And then, you know, most of the time they don't have reporters, they have correspondents who offer not only reports but opinion as well. So, pretty interesting to watch it on a daily basis. And I think the president is perfectly within the realm of putting them on notice. Now, enemies of the people, again, that sounds over the top, right? If you're not reporting the truth, what are you? Give it a different name if you don't like enemy of the people. But you threaten the democracy. So, I think it's high rhetoric for Mr. Sulzberger. and he wraps himself in the ideal. But let me tell you, and the New York Times is not immune to it. Your newspaper has been unprofessional, and he paid for it. So, interesting story. We'll check a few stories from Marine Corps Times. One, in something that's been, we've talked about it on the program, but we've talked about what the Marine Corps is looking for relative to UAV technology, because it is so important. Headline, Congress looks to gut funding for the Corps' futuristic sea drone. You've heard people come on this program and say the Marine Corps could get everything it needs by buying a version of the MQ-9 Reaper. We don't even have to buy it. We could lease it. Yada, yada, yada. In the latest version of the annual defense legislation, Congress has gutted nearly $14 million of the Corps' futuristic expeditionary sea drone known as the MUX. The original funding request was $25.2 million, but the approved funds were only 11.2. That's more than a 50% slash, but the steep cuts pale in comparison to the 100 million senators originally approved in their markup of the Senate version of the annual defense authorization bill. House members argued in a report that there was a number of capabilities and platforms across the services that could likely mitigate the Corps' identified shortfalls. The committee believes that Marine Corps underestimated the required communications, data link, launch, mission execution, and recovery infrastructure, or the human capital resources required to train, operate, maintain, and sustain such a system, the House Armed Service Committee, or HASC, said in a report that followed their version of the defense bill in May. The Marine Corps also underestimated the necessary human capital resources required to meet current deployment to dwell policy and guidance issued by the Secretary of Defense. The HASC also called for a report from the Chairman of the Joint Requirements Oversight Council by February 2019 on how existing capabilities across the services can plug the Corps' perceived gaps. So again, this goes to the Marine Corps' requirement, what we currently have purchased and under contract, and the Marine Corps developing their own version of this. The Marine Corps held a conference with industry leaders in June to hash out its wish list for the MUX. Currently, the Marines do not operate a large Group 5 drone. That's a problem. Marines do operate smaller tactical surveillance drones like the RQ-21 Blackjack. The House passed the latest version of the defense bill on Thursday. Senate's expected to vote on it next week. So interesting, because again, much ballyhooed, going to be able to, you know, be expeditionary, deployed with expeditionary shipping, blah 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 blah. So, House Armed Service Committee saying not so fast. Not so fast. So we'll see. Let me tell you, they're a huge component of what we do. And, oh, by the way, if we would have made better use out of them, we could have used them instead of our fixed-wing assets and burned this. I mean, we used our fixed-wing assets over Iraq and Afghanistan doing armed reconnaissance a lot of days. There was millions of hours, I would say, put on aircraft that if you had had more drone capabilities, you would not have needed those aircraft. They could have been on some kind of strip alert, thus saving hours and allowing them to be extended. Taliban official says the group spoke with a U.S. official. What? There's breaking news for you, sports fans. Yeah, check this out. Islamabad in Pakistan. The Taliban held their first direct talks with a U.S. official in a preliminary discussion about future peace talks in Afghanistan a senior official with the insurgent group said on Saturday. It marked one of the most significant developments amid efforts to find a negotiated end to the country's protracted war. The official described as useful a meeting between Alice Wells, the U.S.'s top diplomat for South Asia, earlier this week. He said the meeting was held in the small Middle Eastern country of Qatar, where the Taliban have maintained a political office since 2013. Quote, the environment was positive and the discussions were useful, the Taliban official told the Associated Press on a condition of anonymity. So, we'll see. We'll see. Step in the right direction. Step in the right direction. And in the next hour or coming up, you'll hear what some subject matter experts on both Iraq and Afghanistan have to say about what the future of Afghanistan looks like, what's the future of U.S. troops there. So don't touch that dial. One of the more interesting things out in Marine Corps Times now is the whole concept of, and here's the headline, 3D printing guns in your home. A Texas company just got the green light to give you instructions. Pitcher has a metal magazine, shoved into a plastic upper receiver of a pistol. Yep. And how to print this using plastic was available. Got shut down by the State Department because they said it was going to be an export. Blah 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 blah. So we'll ask Gunner about that. Get his thoughts on that. But 3D printing, and this is just with plastics, amazing. And 3D printing with metal is as amazing, and it's going to go places that is, you know, kind of Buck Rogers stuff. Things you would never have thought that we could have done, we're now going to produce locally and generate a piece, a part that would cost us a lot of money and set us back a lot of time. Jane Fonda in the news. Jane Fonda's got a upcoming HBO special, and I don't know if this is part of it just to raise the profile of such a special, but in her, in kind of the media stuff, for her special, I think it's called Jane Fonda in Five Acts. What the headline says, Jane Fonda says she regrets the horrible message her Vietnam action sent to U.S. troops. So, Jane Fonda, 80 years old now, and, still something that hangs over her. So, I don't know that I would ever get over that. I don't know if you're in the bush fighting, and we'll talk to Mike about it. But I still harbor great resentment, and I'm being nice when I say great resentment about Harry Reid saying the war is lost. I believe he said that for political purposes. He said that to convince the American people that the war was lost in an effort to win the White House. It didn't have anything to do with reality. It didn't have anything to do with potentially what the outcome could be. It had everything to do with getting votes. I don't know that I would ever forgive him for saying that, because that statement wound up in what we called Moosh propaganda. So whoever it was producing it, Al-Qaeda guys, Sunni guys, Shiite guys, our intel guys found these CDs, and there were all these sniper shots on soldiers and Marines, and, you know, their music playing and Cyrillic writing going, and then they had Harry Reid in there. Yeah. This is the number 4 or 5 guy in succession in the United States. He is telling them the war is lost. Keep killing them, and they will quit the way they quit in Vietnam, the way they quit in Korea, the way they quit in Lebanon, the way they quit in Somalia. Keep killing them. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, Jane Fonda. Sorry about that. I don't know if I'd go for it. And I know that makes me a hater, but we'll see what the gunner has to say about that. Air Force defensive back is the first openly gay academy player. I'm not sure why we're celebrating that. I thought that was supposed to be just part of life. No. And it wasn't a big deal. Evidently it is. Good luck to him. Russia probably not leaving Syria anytime soon. Here's why. I don't know that they can extract themselves. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad wants a long-term Russian military presence in his homeland. Of course he does. That's the only thing guaranteeing him his job. The article says not just to help with counterterrorism operations, but also to provide a balance against other powers. Now there is an agreement between Syria and Russia about the base in Khmeimim. As you know, it will be valid for more than 40 years, Assad told state media, according to TASS. If the question were, did the Russian army come here only to fight terrorism, then why conclude a contract for more than 40 years? It could be limited to several years and then constantly renewed. The bottom line, Russian support for Syria has been pivotal in preventing the Assad regime from falling to rebel forces not aligned with the Islamic State group. Prior to the arrival of Russian military forces, Assad was largely considered to be losing the Syrian civil war to a loose cohort of rebel factions. Since Russia's arrival, Assad's regime forces have retaken much of the country. Still, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces control more than 27% of Syrian territory, according to the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. So, yeah, Russia going nowhere in a hurry. Because they can't. If they leave, that thing will flare straight up. A couple more stories, then we'll take a quick break, and then come back and do a few minutes of the early bird. Going to flight school on the GI Bill. Stand by. Currently, these programs at public schools are covered at the in-state tuition rate, the same as any other degree program at the schools. But advocates for the legislation passed as part of the Navy SEAL Chief Petty Officer William Bill Mulder Transition Improvement Act, say this has led to abuse by some schools and puts taxpayers on the hook for expensive training. Leaders from the nonprofits, Veteran of Foreign Wars, Student Veterans of America, Veterans Education Success and Tragedy Assistance Program, First Survivors, that's TAPS for those of you who know, backed the bill, which would broadly reform the way service members are prepared for civilian life after the military. The bill that the House passed capped the amount of tuition covered by the post-9/11 GI Bill for veterans enrolled in public flight schools, among other changes. So you have a whole series of reforms. And again, a lot of people, if you look at the way recruiting goes for public institutions, why are veterans such a prize? Because the federal government pays. You don't have to go chasing people with loans and all kinds of stuff to get them to pay. It is easy money. And so there's huge competition. When you say you're a veteran, that's a big deal. Why? Because veterans pay. That's right. Veterans pay money. So, interesting. The one more story, headline. How will the U.S. know the war remains, North Korea's sent are real? This is a Q&A with the Secretary of Defense. A lot of complaints about the Secretary in the last 6 months, closing off access to himself. So, and he doesn't do anything without cause. So, good question. Why? We've been working for years and years to get the remains back. What does it mean to you personally? Mattis, quote, what it means for us, he never speaks in the singular, or rarely does he. We have families that, when they got that telegram, they never had closure. They've never, you know, gone out and had the body returned. So what we're seeing here is an opportunity to give those families closure, to make certain that we continue to look for those remaining. By the way, you notice there was a UN blue flag on each of the boxes. Many of the UN nations with us also have missing. We don't know who's in those boxes. As we discover it, they will be returned. They could go to Australia. They have missing. France has missing. Americans. There's a whole lot of us missing. So this is an international effort to bring closure to families. Next question. 2 years ago, North Koreans offered to repatriate 200 sets of remains. Why only 55 caskets? Mattis, we can't go back in and verify what the number they had was. We know that what they said, but for us, we'll simply say this is obviously a gesture of carrying forward what they agreed to do in Singapore, and we'll take it as such. We'll also look at it as the first step in a restarted process. So we want to explore additional efforts to bring others home, perhaps have our own teams go in. Next question. Have the North Koreans provided any evidence that the remains they provided to the U.S. service members and not, say, North Korean remains? Answer. Mattis. The reason those remains aren't on their way back to the United States right now is that they are first going to be reviewed initially here in Korea. We'll look for any anomalies where they're not what we think they might be. And then the forensics will begin when we land them in Hawaii, where the laboratory is. But we have no indications that there is anything amiss here. But we don't know. We can't confirm it one way or the other. That's why we go through all the forensics. Question. You said earlier today there's a possibility U.S. teams may eventually go into North Korea to look for additional remains. Mattis, that would be worked out. It certainly is something we're interested in exploring with the North Koreans. Question. Does that mean that for the foreseeable future there will be no joint war games in South Korea? Mattis, no. It's unrelated to that. So, interesting stuff. Tell you what, we'll take a look at the early bird right now. We'll check the top five stories there, and then we'll get out of the way, and we'll take a break. Then when we come back, you'll go ahead and hear from the Aspen Security Forum talking about what does victory look like in each Afghanistan and Iraq. Top five stories. Number one, Vladimir Putin marks Russia's Navy Day, revealing plans for 26 new ships. How about that? I wonder how Germany feels when they see that. When they see Russia rearming, what do they think? Yeah, well, no big deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin has confirmed a major boost to the Navy's fleet, some armed with the Caliber cruise missile. In a show of strength amid heightened tensions with the West, 26 new vessels will be deployed. The Russian Navy will receive 26 new warships and other vessels this year, President Vladimir Putin told an audience in St. Petersburg on Sunday to mark Russian Navy Day. Quote, In 2018, the Navy should get 26 new warships, motorboats, and vessels, including four battleships with Caliber cruise missiles. How about that? their story number one in the early bird. Number two, fallen Air Force combat controller to receive Medal of Honor for the 2002 Battle of Roberts Ridge. This is the back half of a Medal of Honor fight between the U.S. Navy SEALs and the United States Air Force. United States Air Force has not earned a Medal of Honor in Iraq or Afghanistan. And, which takes us to a fight, with Army Technical Sergeant John Chapman, who is an air controller, a combat controller, who was supporting a SEAL team in Afghanistan when they went up in a battle that's known as Robert Ridge. Navy SEAL was awarded the Medal of Honor a month ago for the same action. This story says he was left by the SEALs who did not realize he was alive, or they would not have left him. And he winds up fighting alone, making radio calls and fighting alone, and ultimately is killed. But there's videotape, there's drone footage of him, somebody fighting up there. And so the Navy pushed back and said, there's no way. There's no way. And so it became a bit of a inside fight between the Navy SEAL community, who said, we'd never do that, and the Air Force that said, look at the videotape. That isn't two Taliban guys going at it. So United States Air Force Technical Sergeant John Chapman will be awarded posthumously the Congressional Medal of Honor for combat action on Roberts Ridge in support of Navy SEALs there. So two Medal of Honors out of a single action. You don't see that very often. Number three is the story about U.S. war remains on the Korean Peninsula, and how do you verify that, and what's next. Number four, NATO intercepted a Russian plane over the Black Sea, so why weren't U.S. F-15s in nearby Romania used? A Thursday intercept of Russian bomber by U.K. fighter jets conducting the air policing mission over Romania. The U.S. Air Force F-15 squadron temporarily deployed just 300 miles away at Campia Terzi doesn't expect to get involved in that effort anytime soon, its commander told Defense News on July 27th. The question is, why don't you expect to get involved? You're deployed there, eh? But the American Expeditionary Fighter Squadron, combined of 12 F-15 Charlies and Deltas, and almost 300 airmen, has not been briefed on the new Su-24 encounter and has not been tapped to join the air policing mission, according to Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Jacob. He leads the 131st Expeditionary Fighter Squadron. The air policing mission is conducted by NATO nations to support allies like Romania or Estonia, who are not able to protect their own airspace from incursions by Russian combat jets or occasionally private-owned planes that go astray. By contrast, the 131st is what the Air Force terms, quote, a theater security package, or TSP, a temporary deployment of combat aircraft and airmen, usually to Europe, for the purpose of training and strengthening the bonds with allies. So, Bill Med 11. All right, one more story. It's a political story. Bipartisan bill would block Trump from quitting NATO without Senate's okay. Again, I think this is grandstanding, meant to reassure our allies. Certainly something that the Democrats would be happy with. I don't think the president has any intention of quitting NATO. I think he does a lot of saber rattling and attempts to make better deals, but I don't think he has any intention or desire to quit NATO. One more story that we've kind of followed. A decorated, the headline is, family seeks $25 million from Marines after colonel convicted of abuse. A decorated high-tenured Marine colonel ended up behind bars last fall after being convicted of sexually abusing a six-year-old girl. The child's family is now pursuing a lawsuit against the Marine Corps, saying senior leaders failed to hold an officer accountable after he was booted from a previous posting in Australia just 10 days in for crass and drunken behavior. And his name is Dan Wilson. And subsequent to that, because that conduct was never adjudicated and he was not put in, quote-unquote, the book, he then went to Camp Lejeune, where I want to say he was the operations officer for 2MEF, and during that period of time, he sexually assaulted a number of children under the age of 10. That the family is now suing for $25 million. So we'll see what happens there. We'll keep our eye on that. That's a horrible story, and now the other shoe drops as the family looks to be compensated for their pain and probably some of the costs that they've incurred, as well as ongoing therapy and whatnot for those children. So we'll take a quick break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on a Monday, Expeditionary Monday, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors.